The Harlem Globetrotters once starred in a short-lived animated TV show.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the big game between the City All-Stars and the world-famous Globetrotters. I see the Globetrotters have a new member on their team, a kangaroo. What do they think of next?
That was 44 years ago. The team, though, may return to the airwaves with help from students at the Savannah College of Art and Design. A new animation class at the college uses the Harlem Globetrotters as character inspiration for their special project. And the Harlem Globetrotters are not in Harlem, if they ever were at this point. Their headquarters now is in Georgia. Here to talk more about this is Lee Todd. She oversees the sponsored projects at SCAD. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Also with us are SCAD students Scott Callison. Hi.
Hello.
And Carlos Soler.
Hey, how are you?
And we are in the presence of Globetrotter royalty today. Georgia's own Moose Weeks has been a member of the team since 2012.
Royalty, thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. This conversation is another installment of our Lessons from Left Field series. That's where we highlight unique and innovative classes taught in Georgia. I have to start with you, Carlos, because you're from Columbia, so you, yes. When they told you about this class, you didn't even know what a Globetrotter was.
Yeah, so at the first moment I heard about them, I was like, what's the Globetrotters? Because I used to have like the concept in Spanish, like they called it Los Trotamundos de Harlem. So for me it was like, what's the Globetrotters? Then I just did a quick Google search, and I was like, oh, these are the guys. So then
so you recognized them once you saw
pictures of them.
And Moose is actually wearing the iconic uniform. He's posing, which doesn't work on radio all that well. But Moose, did you watch the animated series? Did you ever see any episodes of the original animated series?
Absolutely. It's crazy that you say that because, at first I saw the Globetrotters on Scooby-Doo, and then, of course, the Globetrotters actual cartoon that was running in the 70s. And, my teammates always joke like, oh, what are we pulling out of Moose's hair? Because, the superhero on the show.
He was always pulling stuff out of his fro.
So, that comparison is pretty funny when I'm interacting with my teammates. So,
Lee, why the Globetrotters? Of all the things you could make an animated show about?
Well, the Collaborative Learning Center at SCAD puts together real-world projects with corporate partners so that students get to gain that professional experience to help them prepare for their careers. So in this case, we had a class of animation students. We had the Harlem Globetrotters who were looking for innovative ideas in animation, so it was a perfect partnership.
Okay, so Scott, now that brings us to you. Were you planning to go into animation once you leave school?
Oh, absolutely. I've been planning to go into animation since I knew what animation was.
Probably, I don't know, when does that happen? 3 or 4 years old?
Yeah, well, when you first see Bugs Bunny, so.
Yeah, so even earlier.
Exactly.
But how does it help you then as an emerging animator to have the subject of your animation right there as opposed to like a Bugs Bunny where that you just can make him look any way you want? You can make him move any way you want.
Well, you get to know these people a little bit better, and you get to know the reality of them and the intricacies and all the things that make a Globetrotter a Globetrotter. So rather than coming up with everything out of your imagination, you have a little bit of reality to base everything in.
So, Moose, what does make a Globetrotter? I mean, what do you think is, say, the personality, the inherent characteristics of the Globetrotters?
Well, for the last 90 years, we've been coined the Clown Princes of Basketball. And so when we came to SCAD and we got to actually visit with the students and kind of tell them stories about what we do and how we interact with one another, with our fans, and, capturing all of the athleticism and crazy things that we do all the time, they did such an amazing job making a visual for that in the animation world.
Yeah, so you have seen clips of the animated special that they're working on.
Well, I've seen quite a few things, and I can't spill the beans here, but
no, right?
It's just really amazing.
You're happy with the way you look animated?
Well, it's hard to mess up this face, I don't care which way the pen strokes, it's gonna be hard to mess it up.
I appreciate that. I actually animated Moose, so I appreciate that.
Oh, that's great. So Carlos, what do you think are the inherent characteristics that then translate between this real people playing basketball into an animated series?
Well, for us, it was like what you were mentioning, that when you create something like Bugs Bunny, you have like the freedom to do whatever you want. But it's exactly the same doing that with a real people, because that's the beauty about animation, that you don't have limits. So if you want to make moose fly, you can do it because you don't have those limits. So for us working
Scott, does moose fly?
I haven't done that yet, but I could.
Yeah, you should try. So working with them was really beautiful because we were like part of the family. And actually, it was more than just making them play basketball. So we got to learn the actual essence of being a Globetrotter, that is just making fun and be happy and entertain all the time and just make everyone feel like comfortable around you. So it was really nice and beautiful to get that idea through our drawings and our designs.
Do you play basketball?
I used to a long time ago, but not anymore.
Scott, do you play basketball?
Oh, no.
So I guess Moose is the only one in this room, unless you, Lee, can sink a shot.
No, I'm more of an audience member.
From SCAD's point of view, what are you hoping that students walk away from in this class that they wouldn't walk away from in a different animation class?
With these projects, our mission at SCAD is to prepare talented students for their professional careers. So again, this puts them ahead of the game to have a real client.
Pardon the pun.
Working, exactly. Mm-hmm. Have a real client working on a real project, learning the skills to present, pitch ideas, get feedback, and then refine their ideas. And so it really is a collaborative process. And as they said, the Harlem Globetrotters became family throughout. So they were very involved and very supportive, but also helped guide the students to achieve those outcomes.
For just joining us, my guests are Lee Todd. You just heard her. She oversees sponsored projects at the Savannah College of Art and Design. And we have SCAD students Scott Callison and Carlos Soler. And finally here in the studio is Harlem Globetrotter Moose Weeks. We're talking about an animation class at SCAD that's working to develop a TV series based on the Harlem Globetrotters. And we would love to hear from all of you out there. I don't know if you remember the original 1970 series or you don't, but what animated show would you want to bring back to TV? If it's not the Globetrotters, what cartoon would you want to bring back to television? You can tweet us now at OST Talk. So Lee's talking about them interacting with clients, Moose. You're the client.
Yes.
How did you give, I mean, what kind of feedback did you give?
Well, you know, they wanted to know more of what, you know, how Globetrotters go about their life, not just on the court, but also, you know, when we get on the tour bus, when we're traveling, and things that we might encounter throughout our travels. So, you know, sharing stories about, like, Stretch not being able to fit in an elevator and or always, you know, bending down, and they were able to incorporate that, or having a teammate that has a bed of pillows on the tour bus.
There is a teammate who has a bed of pillows on the tour bus?
Well, yeah. Don't ask me where he gets the pillows, but he's got about 10 of them, and he'll lay on them. He finds a way to get comfortable. We actually had somebody put an air mattress on the put an air mattress on the tour bus.
There's a lot of weirdness associated with your sleep patterns, it sounds like.
Yes, absolutely, especially, you know, you play a game, and then you're headed up right to the next city right after that game, so trying to make that tour bus your home away from home, and then, you know, living out of a suitcase, and just the interactions, how we kind of pick at each other as teammates. And they, I mean, when you're saying it, it sounds like it would be a lot more difficult than what they made it look to put it, you know, on paper or on a film. Like
they, oh, you mean they made it look easy?
I wouldn't say they're amateurs. I thought they were professionals already, you know. That's how good it is. It's really, really amazing.
Scott, how easy was it? I mean, you made it look easy, but it couldn't have been that easy.
They made it easy in that they were a really fun client to work with, so it was a project of passion.
But it's still homework, right?
Well, yeah, it's still homework, but it's homework that you enjoy. It's something that you go back and you go, oh, this is something I really want to do. This is a lot of fun. This is something that I can really, you know, have fun with and develop and come up with something that's going to be awesome.
How much of it is hand-drawn and how much is done through the computer?
Well, we hand-drew everything on the computer. So half and half, I guess, but we use tablet screens.
That counts. It's not CGI.
Yeah, it's not CGI. Everything was hand-drawn, and we use tablet screens called Cintiqs to draw everything. So it's all hand-drawn look, but it's done digitally.
Carlos, did you go back and watch some of the original series?
Yes, we did. We actually, some of the first ideas, like when we were starting, we tried to just define the visual style of the thing. So we were just getting that nostalgia of those first series.
Yeah, it looks like it was made in the 70s.
So yeah, we were looking at that because that was like a huge inspiration, just not for us, but for some of the team players. Like we had the first meeting we had with Handels, one of the team players, and he told us about it, how he got inspired to actually dreaming about being a Globetrotters by that series. So that was like a huge thing for us. Like we got connected immediately. So that was the moment when we felt that we were in the same ship together.
What did you like? Was there parts of the style that you retained, or did you just completely start from scratch and have a very modernized look?
We have everything in the range. Like the main plan was to create just like the first line, just one line up. The whole class created just one line up, but we
got one line up. What does that mean?
So that means that we have a version of each character. So we have five players and a coach. That was the first idea. But we got so excited working with this that each one of us created a lineup. So we have 14 different versions, like for 14 different ideas for a 14 different series. So
full series.
Yeah, we have like the concept and the character designs for 14 different versions of
it. How do you know which one wins?
We don't know yet.
Lee?
We won't know. That's for the Harlem Globetrotters to see where this goes. But what was exciting about this project is we did have 14 students in the class, all animation students, and that each student was encouraged to develop their own idea. So as Carlos just said, by the end of the course, each student had created a lineup of players, so their own team with a coach. Many of them had young recruits as part of that team as well. And then they created a preliminary story that backed up those characters. So there was actually an environment that those characters lived in. And then they presented those ideas to the Harlem Globetrotters. So 14 different, very original, very innovative ideas.
So Moose, I just want to put in my vote because I understand there was one series in which they were teaching monsters to play basketball. I totally vote for that one. Man, that's a winner to me.
That was actually pretty cool. I mean, all of them were so amazing, and just to see the thought that they went through, like everybody, they did their homework. You could tell they were well researched, and they made it unique to almost every, you know, player, like every Globetrotter. So I think that when my teammates, because everybody hasn't got to see it. I got a little special insight, but you know, I think they're going to be just so thrilled to see how much and how relevant it is to what we do and who we are. So
now your Globetrotters bio says you are in basketball because your mother, who was born in Trinidad, was a basketball player. Is that accurate?
Yes.
And so how, I mean, did she come from Trinidad? Did she have any idea who the Globetrotters were when she got here?
Well, being a basketball fan, my mom, she always was, you know, watching as much as she could and you know, listening to the game. And I never asked her if she knew back then when she was a child about the Globetrotters. She did when she got to America. I know she was very familiar with the Globetrotters.
Okay. So by the time you actually became a member of the team.
She had known well before then that.
Super fan.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, I assume that the point is to take this animated TV series someday to the TV so
sooner
that people can
later.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what will that be like when you sit down with your family to watch animated Moose Weeks on TV?
You know, that would be just amazing to see. Sitting down Saturday morning, eating breakfast, watching cartoons, having my kids or family members just laughing at me or saying, hey, that's you, that's Moose.
Yeah.
You know, that's just an amazing feeling. And especially as much as I loved the cartoon growing up, I think it's been well past time for us to get back on the screen. And just another way to reach the younger audience that doesn't really know that much about the Globetrotters, try to just make us, you know, more relevant to today's youth as we were back in the 70s and
oh, I was
before.
A big fan. Curly Neal was my favorite. So, Scott, what happens when you walk away from this class and you pass, I have to assume, and
I hope so.
You walk away from the series? Is that going to be a difficult thing for you to do?
A little bit. I mean, it's a little bit like, you know, sending your baby off to college. But we hopefully can, you know, continue to work with the Globetrotters. They've got all of our contact info, so you guys should call us. Yeah. And I hope that if they don't call us, they get someone just as talented as us to come in and develop these concepts further, because there are 14 fantastic concepts. Everyone did an A-rate job, and if one of them doesn't make it to air, it would be a complete shame.
Carlos, are you hoping to eventually continue working on it?
Yeah, of course. Like we were talking about this like a couple of times before, and even if our personal proposal and idea is not the one that is selected, we will be really happy if any of those ideas are selected, because we work together as a team, working like making them happen. So it was really like special for us to collaborate and just to share our opinions, because in every single class we were looking at each other's work and just saying, like, making our points and making big decisions and how to make every single idea better.
My guests, I've been speaking with Harlem Globetrotter Moose Weeks. We also heard from Lee Todd. She oversees sponsored projects at the Savannah College of Art and Design, and SCAD students Scott Callison and Carlos Soler. Thanks so much to all four of you.
Thank you for having us.
That's our show for today, but tell me what your favorite cartoon was. I was really into DuckTales and Scooby-Doo, but what did you watch on your Saturday mornings while you ate your Cheerios? Call us at 404-500-9457. Tweet us at OST Talk. Or post on Facebook. Our show is produced by Sean Powers and Linda Chen with help from Taylor Gant. Lindsay Foster Thomas is our senior producer. Our engineer is Jacob Boki, Ryan Thomas. And Tanya Ott is our VP of radio. For today, that is On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day. Moses Malone. I like slam dunks. Take the